This morning, I want to talk to you about something that a lot of people live with more than we realize. It's not just physical, but it's emotional and spiritual. And then it's because life gets heavy, you know. As we live life, it's not always easy. And it's not because something dramatic has happened, but it's the accumulation of the pressure that we are all under. Responsibility, uncertainty, things that we're looking for and praying for haven't changed. And if we're not careful, when we find ourselves in those situations, we begin to look down at the problem, at the situation, at what hasn't worked. And when we do that, we turn our eyes from the answer, and our expectations go down. Our faith doesn't disappear, but it just sort of gets quiet. And, you know, hope doesn't die, but it seems like it's so far in the distance, it can never be reached. And you realize that something's not right. You're looking in the wrong direction. That's why, all through the Word of God, we see these words, lift up your eyes. Anybody ever notice that? Lift up your eyes. God understands that what we look at shapes our belief. Also, what we focus on determines our responses. You know, if you're looking at the problems and at the situation, instead of the problem solver, you're going to find yourself like I was talking about in the beginning. But I got one word for you this morning. Help is not absent. Help is not delayed. Actually, help is already in the motion. But if you're going to see that, you got to lift your eyes up. Help comes from the only source that your help could come from, and that's God Himself. Psalms 121, 1 says, I lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence come my help? My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and earth. Now, I sort of like the way the Message translation says it. I looked to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No, my strength comes from God who made heaven and earth and the mountains. I want you to notice that I lift up my eyes. That's a decision, not a thought, not a hope. That's a decision. He probably didn't feel like lifting up his eyes. He probably didn't have a great ecstatic feeling. But he said, I'm going to lift my eyes anyway. Lifting up your eyes to God is not just something that automatically happens. It's a choice. You choose either to look up to God or look to your problems, your situations, which will in turn will drag you down. Come on now. Don't look at me like that. Life will give us plenty of reasons to look down. But by faith, we make the decision to look up, to lift our eyes. Now, I want you to notice the psalmist is not denying reality. He's not pretending that problems don't exist. but he's declaring something greater than his situation. And I want you to notice, he said, not just any Lord, the one that made the heaven and the earth. In other words, he's saying he made everything, so he's not limited by anything. Hello. You know, one of the greatest struggles sometimes that we face is misidentifying the source. We know God is our source in theory. Yeah, everybody, you ask, oh yeah, God's my source. God's my source. But look at how you're living. Many people are leaning on advice from other people. They're looking at different systems. And they're trying to navigate in their own strength, in their own understanding. And we've been told in the Word of God that the Lord is our strength. We've been told in the Word of God not to lean to our own understanding, Proverbs. So when we're doing that, things seem to fall short, and you begin to feel like all hope is gone. But the thing about it is, they're looking at the wrong source. Those are only things in the natural that might help or could help. But that's not your source. Your source is God Himself. Lift up your eyes. Now you notice, you take a lamp and you plug it in and you turn it on and light, and there's light. As long as it stays plugged into the source. If you unplug it from the source, what happens? It goes dark. That's an easy illustration. You should have got that one without me having to say anything else. But I'm going to say it anyway. Some have been trying to sustain, but they're not hooked to the source. So therefore, they're not receiving. God is saying, lift up your eyes. Look to me. What people say may or may not happen. What the systems say might happen. And when everything else falls apart, when the economy goes flat, the people you trusted have turned on you, and nothing is changing and nothing is happening, lift up your eyes and reconnect to the source, and you'll see that things will begin to change. Because, yeah, you're hooked to the source, so to speak, but you're not trusting the source. You have to trust God when it doesn't look like it. When it doesn't feel like it, you have to keep your eyes lifted to Him. Lift up your eyes. Now, when you begin to lift up your eyes, you'll begin to see God's provision. Now, let's look at Genesis 22:13. Then Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and there behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham called in the name of the place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. You know, that's a powerful moment. Abraham was in a situation that really didn't make any sense. Right? He was taking Isaac, and the Lord told him to offer him. But I want you to notice, he walked in obedience to what God said, even when it didn't make any sense. But I want you to notice, the Bible says he lifted up his eyes and he saw what God had already provided. See, provision was there. He just didn't see it. God had already made a way. But until Abraham lifted up his eyes, he didn't see the provision. Sometimes we think, well, when God brings it, everything will be all right and I'll have peace. No. When you have your eyes lifted up and your faith turned on, you begin to see already what he has already put in place. You do that by looking at the, lifting your eyes to the Word. Let the Word see. You know, have you ever been looking for something and it was right there? Now, how many of you know sometimes you have on sunglasses and you put them up on your head, or you put them on the, you have a cap on, you put them on the cap up there, and all of a sudden you're looking for your sunglasses. Where's my sunglasses? Where's my sunglasses? You look all, you get frustrated. And they were there all the time. Come on now. Do you realize that when you look up to God, you can let go of the frustration. You can let go of all the stuff and realize that provision is there already and is closer than you think. But as long as your eyes are locked on something else, you'll miss God, what God has already prepared. Because you can, I see people all the time say, well, I'm believing God, but when you start watching them, they're doing everything in their power to change the situation, and if they could have changed it, it would have already been done. This is when they need to keep their eyes locked on the source and their faith out there, realizing that he has provided. Now, when you keep your eyes lifted up, it breaks discouragement. Luke 21:28. Now, when these things begin to happen, look up and lift your head, because your redemption draws near. Jesus is connecting looking up with hope here. He's saying, lift your head up and see. In other words, lift your head up and he can see. See, there's where there's hope for him. Discouragement pulls you down. Discouragement says, it's always going to be this way. Nothing is working. But let me tell you what. If you listen to that long enough, you'll start believing that and you'll keep your head down. But if you turn your faith on and lift your head and look up, you'll see that the provision is there. What you need has already been provided. The Word of God tells us so. Did you know you can always tell when somebody is down and discouraged by their posture? You know, when I was in high school playing ball, and if we we got up, we're up, we're leading the score, and you watch the other team as they're changed from offense to defense, the way they walk off the field and walk onto the field. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Actually, we on this side, we say, hey, they've already accepted defeat. All we got to do is go out there and play ball. We don't have to worry about them. They're already saying, we can't win this game. Come on now. You know, head down, energy, no energy at all. In fact, I was listening at one of the playoff games here the other day, and the announcer said, they don't have no energy. Talking about the team that was losing, they said, they don't have no energy. Anybody ever see that? You can see it in the NBA playoffs right now. It's going on. As a team that gets way down, they don't have no energy. They're just going through the motions. Quit going through the motions. And begin lift your eyes up. And when you lift your eyes up, hope enters the room. You can stand up straight. Lift your head. And begin to go forward. See, you don't need it. You don't need the advice of somebody, the strategy, information. Oh, yeah, that's good. We can use some of that in the natural. But let me tell you what. Keep your eyes lifted up to what God said. And what when you keep your eyes lifted up on what God said, things are a whole lot different. You know? You know why some people are always discouraged? Because they're always playing over and over in their mind what went wrong. And they let that replay go over and over in their mind until they have no expectation of anything else. So they walk around in defeat. Let me tell you what, I don't care what situation you're in. I don't care what season you're in. None of it is final. The story is not finished. Now, you young people don't know nothing about this, but we used to have a commentator on the radio called Paul Harvey. About the only thing y'all, in fact, y'all don't even listen to radio anymore. You just do your playlist on your device. Hello. But how many of you remember Paul Harvey when he'd tell a story? And he'd get down to the end and he'd say, the rest, now you know the rest of the story. Let me tell you what. When you lift your eyes up to what God said, now you know the rest of the story. It's not finished. It's not over. Your situation is not final. Look up and see what God's doing. God responds to those who keep their eyes on Him. 2 Chronicles 20:12. Oh, our God, won't you stop them? We are powerless against this mighty army that is about to attack us. We do not know what to do, but we're looking to you for help. Now, this is a real heartfelt, honest prayer. They said, God, won't you stop them? We're powerless. We don't know what to do. Of course, none of us have ever been there. But if we happen to get there, we can know what we can do. By faith, we simply look up because that's where our help is. When you look up, you position yourself to receive. You know, you can be in a crowded room and maybe one of your child can be over here and they can look and see their parents and immediately they feel safe. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Some of you, anybody ever done that as a child? We probably have. Hey, that's what God is saying. You're in a crowded world. You're in a crowded situation with all kinds of stuff. But look up. And then you will feel safety. Maybe you don't have the answer, but he does. See, when we shift our eyes from focusing on all of that's going on and begin to focus on what he can do and what he's doing, he can orchestrate things that we can't do. He can control things that we can't control. The Bible tells us that if you read it. You know, keep your eyes on him. Now, let's look at another point here. Lift up your eyes. It helps you to see what was lost can be restored. Now we'll go over here and get one scripture here on because it talks about restore. That's what I'm going to use. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten. He's talking to them about all they'd had a lot of locusts and eat up all the crops and all kinds of stuff. Now, there's some things that get lost in life. And I'm not talking about things that the devil caused. I'm talking about things that we cause our own self. We miss some things. We get ourselves in a situation because of delayed obedience. I'm going to ask y'all something. You probably are not going to answer me. Lift your hand and answer. But how many of you have gotten in trouble with mama because of, you guys especially, because of delayed obedience? I put up two hands. You probably can too. Ken, go take out the trash. Okay, mama, let's go on about and do what I'm doing. Pretty soon, I hear her holler, Kenneth Wayne Hagin, I said take out the trash. By that time, I'm moving. But I had already missed an opportunity to have a pat on the back. Hello, anybody know what I'm talking about? And maybe the next time I asked to do something, she said, no, you can't do that. You didn't take out the trash when you were told to. Come on now. I talked about me. I'm not talking about you, but I can see. I'm looking in your faces, and I can see that every one of you know exactly what I'm talking about. And this one, we all in this one, decisions we wish we could redo. Whoa. If you're like me, you probably got a bunch of them. But the enemy uses all of that to hammer at you. But God says, I can restore. I don't have time to talk about all of restoration, but I got a book out there. I did three messages on God, the Master Restore. It's out there in the bookstore. Go get it and read it. He'll restore you. You know, how many of you have ever been driving down the interstate and you miss your exit? That doesn't cancel getting to your destination. You just need to reroute. Hello. Sometimes it means going several miles down the road before an exit comes, and you take that exit and have to turn around and come back. If you got your GPS on, it'll keep telling you, make a U-turn, make a U-turn, make a U-turn. Every intersection you go by is telling you to make a U-turn, and if you don't make a U-turn, then you're going to be in trouble. And the enemy tells you it's all over. But I tell you what, you can't live with your eyes looking at the past. What you've done in the past, what you wish you hadn't have done, what you could have done, that's all over. Turn around, lift your eyes to God off of the past, and realize that He says, I can restore. I can put you back up where you need to be. I can rebuild what has been broken. Your mistake or our mistake is the fact that we try to make, or the devil tries to make us realize that that's the final chapter. No, that's not the final chapter. Lift your eyes off of the past and lift your eyes up to God, and He will restore. Now, let's look at another point here. Lift up your eyes, and it will remind you that help is already in motion. Daniel 10:12. Do not fear, Daniel. From the first day you set your heart, your words were heard, and I have become because of your words. Now, this is powerful. Now, if you read the story, you have to go read the whole story and know that Daniel praying to God, and they got the king to sign the decree to anybody that's praying to God get in trouble. And Daniel kept praying, but nothing was happening. No visible change. No immediate answers. No sign of anything. But when the answer finally came, the angel said, from the first day, your words were heard. In other words, He didn't start when the angel was there. The angel started when he first prayed the first time. Sometimes one of our greatest struggles comes when we think nothing's happening because we don't see anything. But in the spirit realm, God is already working. Things are already moving. Answers have already been released. They just hadn't got here yet. Keep your eyes up. Don't get down because you don't see anything moving. You see, if you go and read the story, the angel was dispatched, but he had to fight with the powers of principalities and powers in the air. The prince of Persia had to fight with him to get through to Daniel. But Daniel kept praying anyway. He kept his eyes lifted up. That's what you need to do, and it'll get there. How many of you have ever ordered something online? Probably most everybody. My wife is the chief operator like that. She don't even go to the stores anymore. She just goes online. But once you place the order, you've got your expectation that that order's going to come, right? But you don't see the warehouse where somebody's pulling it off of the shelf. You don't see it being packaged up. You don't see it being loaded on the truck to get to your city. Then you don't see it being loaded on the truck in your city to be delivered to your house. But let me tell you what, see, when you first order, something is happening. So keep your eye, you're expecting it. You keep saying, hey, has it been delivered yet? And you look on your deal to see when, where it is and all that. Hey, when we keep our eyes on God and we're praying, hey, it's already in motion. Whether we can see it or not, just like when we order online, it's the minute you push that button, enter, and it entered, and it's gone, and it says delivered. I mean, down there, the message is delivered. Things go into action right then. You can't see it. That's exactly what's happening. When you have your eyes lifted up, looking to God, believing God, there is movement going on, but it doesn't look like anything is happening. I'm here to tell you this morning something is being happened. Your prayers have been heard. Keep your faith strong. The answer has been released. Lift up your eyes. Not because everything's perfect, but because God's working. Lift up your eyes. Not because you understand, but because you trust God. Lift up your eyes. I'm going to say it again. Lift up your eyes. Because help is not just coming. Help is already on the way. Everybody stand up and let's praise the Lord, because help's on the way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Help us to keep our eyes lifted up to you. Help us to realize that even though we don't see it, it's happening. Something is going on in the spirit world. Help us to keep our eyes lifted up to you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. That was just a little exhortation to you to not get down, but keep your eyes on the source. Keep your eyes on God. Keep your eyes on the promises of God. All right. Thank you, Jesus. If you happen to be in this place today and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, or you know what it is to serve Him, but you need to get your eyes lifted back up to Him, and you need to rededicate your life. If that's you, I want to ask you to do one thing. Step out in the aisle, come right down here to the front, and I'll meet you down there, and I'll pray with you, and things will change in your life as you lift your eyes to Him. Anybody right now, just step out. If you're in the balcony, they'll ushers help you get down here. If you're here on the bottom floor, just step out and come on down here right now. You need Christ. You need to rededicate your life to God. I'm going to wait a minute, give you an opportunity to obey and receive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Come on. Just come on right now. Just come on right now. Just come on right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Lord, bless you. Come on now. Anybody else want to come and join these? Change your life forever. This is your opportunity. This is your chance. Just be brave like these two ladies and step out and come on down here right now. Just step out and come on down here right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is your time. I'm going to wait a few more minutes to give everybody an opportunity to get down here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else want to come right now? This is your time. Here comes somebody right here. Praise the Lord. Lord bless you. Lord bless you. Praise the Lord. Anybody else want to join these? This is your time. Just step out and come on down. All it is, take one step and the Lord will help you take another step and you'll get down here and change your life forever. Anybody else? Looking, waiting. Praise the Lord. You that are right here, I got three books in my hand. See these three books I got in my hand? New Birth talks about salvation, rededication. In Him talks about who you are in Christ. That's when why tongues, why we believe in the Holy Spirit and speaking with tongues. If I said I'm going to give you these books and I put them out here like this, what you got to do to get them? They're yours. Now y'all all going to get them same books in just a minute. That's just an illustration I use. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing you came down here for. It comes from heaven on high. So I want you to raise one hand toward heaven. Congregation, pray with me. Heavenly Father, I thank you for each one of these that have come today. I thank you that every spiritual need in their life will be met now in Jesus' name. Thank you. I want to ask you to go to a special place where you can be in prayer. Go with Dave and his wife right there to that place of prayer. Just follow them there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Let's give them a hand as they go. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what it's all about right there. People reestablishing themselves in Christ or receiving Christ for the first time. Praise the Lord.